So, Gerb Dog.
Save it up.
What's going on?
How's it going?
It's going good.
You've been fucking?
Sure, yes.
Uh-oh. The lights are on for the fucking... I gotta see this kid's face.
Yo, you've been getting some motherfucking sex.
I have.
What's that sex like?
It's good. It's good.
You've been laying it. You've been laying it down.
I've been laying pipe. This is something I was going to tell you, which sure is that I started consulting a dating coach on YouTube. Well, not
that makes
consulting
sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Tony Robbins?
No, it's not Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins just screams the N-word at you.
It's this guy, Coach Corey Wayne.
Yeah.
Coach Corey Wayne. Yeah. He's telling you how to get snus.
White guy, black guy?
A white guy.
What? You didn't go hitch?
No. But I think because I was always under the impression that it was just like, oh, I just need to meet the people. Like, if I just need to, I just need to meet a girl. And then, like, I've got all the, I'll
you're
be
perfect.
Fine.
What once coach they
say?
Meet you,
they're right, once they meet me, it's like, just get on the date and then you're good.
So what did coach say?
Well, I basically was doing, like, everything wrong.
What's coach say to do without giving away his message for free?
Well, no, he gives away his message for free. On
Coach Corey Wayne?
Yeah.
So Coach Corey Wayne told you to get back into the game, dude.
Well, it wasn't a personal conversation. These are just videos readily available.
You're not getting any pussy sitting on the sidelines.
He didn't tell you to take her to like Ellis Island, did he? And like show.
Oh no, definitely. That would be like one thing is that you definitely do not go somewhere or spend a lot of money up front.
Oh really?
Right.
Really?
Ellis Island's not that much. I was just thinking in terms of hitch.
Oh okay.
They went to Ellis Island.
Did
show him the immigrants.
She was Latino. But what did the coach? What's the coach's message? We didn't get to that.
What's his name again?
Coach Corey Wayne.
Coach Corey Wayne. Did he tell you to take a knee when you watch the YouTube videos? He's like, all right. Does he have a whistle? Yeah, he's a coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. It's a little, yeah.
How much is it fair to ask him how much pussy he gets?
I mean, I think he would probably do all right. It's just, but I don't know.
That's a lot of pressure for a girl. If you're like, what do you do? Be like, oh, I teach guys how to get pussy.
Right.
I'd be kind of hesitant in entering that relationship.
Well, it's not even about that.
I teach guys the tricks to get pussy.
Well, so he would definitely disagree with that because it's not about tricking.
What's it about?
Well, it's just about being in your masculine center.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Does he have a big dick?
So he's like, all
right. This guy has a big dick, right?
I don't know. I don't know what his penis.
So he's all right.
I don't believe he's all right.
He's a fucking Western chauvinist for sure.
He does.
So he's like just
America.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. So this guy's a coach, and he's saying like be mask as possible,
right?
To these hoes.
If you're a coach, you love America.
That's true.
Coach of anything.
Well, no. So that's it's true. Not he's saying be mask. It's like so. I'll give you an example. There's what he would call the illusion of action, which is like if a girl starts pulling away, she ain't showing a picture. Yeah.
That's Coach Corey Wayne, dude.
He's hot.
If a girl starts pulling away
physically
when you're first dating,
he's got a boat.
Damn.
That's when he's Captain Corey Wayne.
So if she physically pulls away from
him,
he says,
"Women you should avoid." By
Damn,
Coach Corey
dude.
Wayne.
So he says, if a woman's pulling away in the dating relationship, what do you push the gas or do you chill back?
No, you have to hang back.
Of course.
And the way I
you
would
put
be,
the pussy on ice.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's intuitive for a lot of guys and not for others, like myself, who it's like if she starts to back away, then you go, oh, well, I got to do something. Mm-mm. I got to send like a funny text or a thing. But that just exacerbates the problem.
So you, like if she's ignoring you, you hit her with a fucking good joke.
Right.
Damn, that's terrible.
All it's terrible.
Nah, you just go on TikTok and like rap Lil Wayne and let her see it.
You got to learn something from those TikTok boys. We got to get you into being a furry. They crush cheese. You go as a mouse. You get a good fucking Chuck E. Cheese costume.
Yeah. So was this how long you been working with the coach?
No, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Why do you feel bad? Do you feel bad like spiritually, emotionally,
physically?
Physically.
Yeah. It's just tough to be like, it's tough to get the energy up.
True.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like a million bucks.
You're
right
doing
now.
Great.
No, so it's just about exactly like what Shane said, like I would just do the wrong thing. So I was like simple things like if I was on the date, I would try and set up the next date.
For sure.
Which is like, don't do that.
You leave a pair of your boxers there?
What's that? No, but it's things like that. And then your job as the guy is to set up the date. So it's like you, especially in the beginning, it's like you're only calling to set up the date. And then if she contacts you, that's her reaching out, and then you set up a date. But then you don't keep texting because like that's not, you're busy.
Yeah.
You can't, and then again, if she pulls back, you have to give her space, and then the more you try and fix that, it's just like you're done.
Or you go kidnap her.
Right.
True.
There's two ways of doing this. You're either all in or you're not. Sure. There's no tiptoeing. You got to go full Sharia. If she wants space, we're going to talk. We're going to have a little chat.
For sure.
You show up at her house and break in.
How does he feel about just going on Tinder and just swiping every single person? And then just
he's
waiting?
Not really about that. It's more about just like what to do if you're on a date or in dating or in a relationship.
Does he give sex advice?
I think there is a video. And
what do you mean? What do you mean?
I've seen a video about like how like
does he skip right to the fucking oil driller?
You caught me in a.
You're gonna get her on the couch and then you tip her over so her head's on the floor, and now you fucking drop down.
You bend your hard dick down and drill her like an oil driller.
Yeah. What does he say in the video? About?
It's an uncomfortable video to watch. I have watched. I cannot tell a lie. It's just about like you know how to come multiple times, and I don't know.
Oh, like when you get to the point, like hold. He's like a tantric lover.
Yeah, like and about how to like work to that. It's just not.
Well, tell us about.
Hold up.
Tell us about this video. What
that
this
one was? It's just like you masturbate until you know you're about to ejaculate, and you stop
edging.
And then, yeah.
So and he says to edge yourself.
You just apparently keep doing that.
You keep edging?
Did you ever try? That hurts so fucking bad.
I turned it off, honest.
Were you edging?
I was not masturbating watching it.
Did it get you thick, though, talking about it?
No, it did not get me thick. That's not an issue for me.
Did he
Do you jerk off to Coach Corey Wayne videos?
Was he jerking himself off while he did it?
He was not, and no.
Was he wearing like an off-brand sports like shirt? Like some sort of like all-pro Under Armour.
It's so funny. He does wear
Under
Armour.
Yes, I knew it, dude. I guarantee I know exactly who these people are.
So is there anything he offers where like a bunch of people can like jerk off together and he blows a whistle?
There's nothing to do with that. There's nothing to do with that.
Somebody accidentally still comes.
I think he offers really good advice.
Coach, I'm going to come. He's like...
You still not?
Grip
no hands?
Grip your fucking root.
Do you think you can do that?
You know what?
I'm going to do that.
Hell yeah.
Another about thing? To come and then no hand it and let it ride.
Just let Coach see.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
Damn, you'd be that problematic player on his team where he's like, I said no come, and you're like, oh.
Sorry, Coach.
I'm out of control.
That's how I have, that's how I can sustain, that's how I can come twice.
Yeah. Wow. You come twice?
Yeah, when you pull out, you just let it go. You don't touch it.
So it's a bad come.
Yes, it's a bad come.
You get one bad come and then you keep going.
Yeah.
Nah, I come once. Either she came or not, and then I lay down.
Yeah. Well, either like you'll pull out.
That's masculine.
You can release the pressure. You can pull out and just go, and just squirt a little bit out and then get back at it. But it's like, it's a weird feeling.
Oh, how bad is that when you have a bad cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. There's a threshold. If I squirt like 10% of it out, I'm fine. If I squirt like 40% of it out, then I'm just like, I'm in a weird Twilight
Zone.
Did
I finish?
Like,
did I even finish? And then, especially that's when you're in a long relationship, and it's like, all right, I didn't finish. And it's like, no, you did. I'm done. It's like, bitch, I'll fucking kill you.
I have half a nut left.
I only had one nut.
Give me 10 minutes.
I need to go call Coach Corey. Coach Corey Wayne. Is he Southern?
I don't believe so, but he lives in Florida.
I'm telling you, I'm a fucking psychic with this guy.
Yeah.
Is this the MILF Hunter?
No.
From the porno.
MILF Hunter was the man. That's who you should be watching. Yeah, that guy had all the techniques.
Something's up with my eye.
Your eye's fucked up? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Just not seeing right.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
How much does he charge?
Well, he does, I don't know, for individual lessons. I don't know, but he does offer that. But the other thing was, it was like patience. Cause that was another huge issue. And with this girl that I'm currently seeing now there, cause I think what he says, he's like, when you start dating somebody, he's like, men can fall in love quick. Women fall in love slow. So like if a guy finds a chick attractive, it's like, then we'll just find reasons to like her along the way. But like a woman needs time. What?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hit hard.
Yeah, so like
Coach Corey Wayne's hit me.
so then you just immediately kind of want to know where you stand. But if she's an attractive girl, she's got tons of options.
Sure.
And so she's on the lookout for neediness. And so the moment you show that you can't be patient and like congruent with what you say, so to be like, what?
Did he like stick his head inside of a pussy and learn all this? Like, how does he know? Sorry, that's what I imagined and I started laughing. I imagine Coach Corey Wayne downloaded the information. The
Coach Corey
Wayne
is the fucking man.
So he was saying that you're on the lookout for neediness. Yeah, so you have to basically play it cool.
You gotta be congruent with your words. If she says, I'll get, if you're like, you know, let me know when you're free because she cancels plans or something. It's like, okay, no problem. I'd love to see you. Let me know next time you're free. You have to wait for her to contact you or just never contact her again. But again, the guy thing, like for me, it would be like if she didn't contact me and 2 days later, I'm like, well, what's going on?
Yeah. What about if you're just like, what's up? What, you fucking bitch?
Yeah, you gotta say that.
What the fuck?
Dude, we should start making some dating advice.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Counter Coach Corey Wayne's
I go fully against that. I just tell girls immediately, like, oh my God, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I fucking sob. I cry
love
on
you,
the first
and
date.
I want to see you immediately. I flip that on its head to where I'll be like...
I would do that, yeah.
I flip it on its head where I'm like, yeah, I just, you know, I'm supposed to wait or whatever to be cool, but I need to see you right away.
I love you now.
Yeah,
you got me going.
Thank you, dude.
You got to show up crying.
I bet you he would agree with that because he'd say you're being very honest and direct.
Yeah, I mean, of course you would agree with me, dude. He'd be like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
Pimp to pimp.
Student just became the coach. Now you're coaching Corey Wayne, dude. Tell him to stop edging. That's fucking weird. He's an old man edging.
Yeah. Yeah, how long do you want to have sex for, dude?
I don't know.
I mean, at what point when you're like making your 50-year-old wife come six times, it's like, stop.
Yeah, what are you doing? I can't wait for Coach Corey Wayne to die in a boating accident when he hits some manatee down in Florida and gets launched from his shitty pontoon boat.
Oh, man. I don't know why it's so funny.
So, Gerbs, you're bad.